My name is Peter Vila. I teach in the Environmental Studies Department.
I am Brooke Comer. I teach in the Environmental Studies Department.
It's from the West Virginia Department of Agriculture, Veterans Department.
It's the Veterans and Heroes to Agriculture grant application.
The grant is essentially to start what we call here modules. We have an aquaponics module, we have a bee module and a high tunnel module, et cetera. So this will start the mushroom module, mushroom and specialty fungi. And this will then allow us to buy the equipment required for propagating mushrooms and starting that component of the program.
So much of the focus is on different enterprises within agriculture that people can use to be successful in a farming enterprise. And, you know, there's a lot already with annual and perennial production. And so mushrooms is another aspect that frequently isn't tapped into as much. They're very popular at farmers markets and for other vendors are also selling wholesale to restaurants and things. So there's, I think, a good market for it and not quite as much of the supply. And part of it is the educational component. And so really being the demonstration there at a Tabler farm is important. So increasing all of these different offerings.
What types of things are you going to be able to purchase with the money to facilitate this?
There's a variety of sterilizers and temperature controllers, humidity controllers, and those sorts of things, that heaters that are not individually high priced, but together make it possible to grow a mushroom in enclosed areas. So we're going to do both outside growing and, as Brooke already mentioned, inside growing as well.
Especially people that have woodlots available, it's doing log cultivation can be a really effective way of maximizing the land that you already have. But a larger focus is going to be the indoor growing, kind of a bag cultivation type of method, but really focusing on the variety of different means of producing mushrooms in order to expose people to all the different kinds of what might work the best for them. Because log cultivation, for one, can sometimes be a lower cost option to get them going. And especially with workshops that we could hold where people could even do their own and take some home. Some of these workshops that we'll be planning for the fall and spring, then, you know, kind of, it's a little bit of an easier introduction, get a taste of it, and then possibly move into something where Peter mentioned it's equipment that doesn't necessarily cost all that much individually, but to really make the most effective growing system cumulatively, you know, it can be a decent expense. And so have a little bit of both.